Stand by for Vanguard Radio, investigative exclusive from Craig Cobb.
This is Craig Cobb of Vanguard Radio, the Vanguard News Network, and I'm speaking with Chief Larry Mauger, who's the police chief of Boyerton, Pennsylvania. Is that right, sir?
Well, actually, I'm the police chief of Colebrookdale Township, which is a township that surrounds the borough of Boyerton.
Adjacent, yes, sir. And it's Tuesday, May 31st, and as we're talking long distance, I'm required to get your permission to allow me to record this interview, Chief Mauger.
Yes,
Larry
sir.
Mauger. We at Vanguard Radio have read online, Chief Mauger, about, I guess, three men showed up in your town and passed out Nazi literature, and they were in full Nazi uniform, is that right, on May 22nd?
Two of the subjects were in all black, and the third subject was in what could be described as a neo-Nazi type uniform, yes.
And did they have swastika armbands as you'd see in a movie, or?
Yes, they did.
And what was the nature of their literature? I guess you were the first to spot them, right, Chief Mauger?
Yes, the literature that they were disseminating was stated a title of the National Socialist Movement.
Now, in researching this before I called you, sir, I looked up the National Socialist Movement, and of course this is the Nazis in Germany, and then I looked up, coincidentally, the history of that, and I guess it's a derivative of Ashkenazi, which is, oddly enough, a Yiddish word for German, but anyway, they're certainly not Germans. These were Americans, right?
Again, I did not personally talk to them, so I would not be able to state for certain what nationality they were.
Were they handing the literature to adults or youth or who?
Passerbyers in the community.
And what was the response of the community?
What was the response of the community?
Did you happen to notice? Yes, sir.
There were a couple people that I found were outraged that they were there, mm-hmm. and a lot of people just ignored them.
Chief Mauger, why are they coming to these two townships or these areas of Pennsylvania, Colebrookdale and Boyerton?
Well, they weren't in Colebrookdale. They were in the borough of Boyertown. But I can only speculate, a number of years ago, and we're talking probably five plus, there had been some incidents of the Ku Klux Klan who were would disseminate information at that location. But we haven't seen that in a number of years.
Right, and then I read online, sir, in 2002, I guess you had some incidents there with the National Alliance, is that right, and the KKK, as you mentioned. I found those, and I read about Jen Schlegel and her group. They've raised, I guess, $12,000 at that time in Project Lemonade, is that
yes,
right?
That's through the Boyertown Area Unity Coalition.
Uh-huh. And then that's allied with the state offices of, they refer one to the state offices for Pennsylvania Interagency Task Force on Civil Tension.
Okay.
And of course, for small towns to know how to deal with this, that group within Pennsylvania advises people how to keep an eye on this sort of thing, right?
Yes, sir. And what we have done within the last few months, mm-hmm. there was an incident of an attempted cross burning mm-hmm. In a neighboring jurisdiction.
Are those illegal by the Supreme Court's ruling now?
Well, charges had been filed against the person, a suspect in that case. Unfortunately, that subject died while he was incarcerated. But nonetheless, it brought to light some of the possible diversity problems in our community. So myself and a number of school administrators, business people, Jen Schlegel herself, we agreed to sit on a diversity steering committee.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been meeting with different representatives. And we also... as the police department is concerned, I've contacted the Pennsylvania Chiefs of Police, and we are going to be sponsoring a training session in June for local police, again, school administrators, and the general public mm-hmm. In reference to cultural diversity issues.
Mm-hmm. And so you'll interact with the schools actively, that's right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, well, that will help, I'm sure, in teaching the children that...
The school has
all
been
one, right?
Proactive in dealing with it, especially in the junior high, and mm-hmm. and throughout the school district. And one of the responsibilities of the steering committee will come back with possibilities as far as suggestions how the schools and the community can help resolve these problems.
But there are not specific racial tensions worse than in any other small community within the schools, are there, sir? Or if there are, this is the way to deal with them?
I'm sorry, I misunderstood your
question. I say there are not necessarily any specific racial tensions that require this. It's just these outside agitators that are coming in. Is that it?
Yes. The only incident that we have had in the last few months were some writings that were on a bathroom wall, and that 13-year-old juvenile was arrested, petitioned by our department, and was petitioned to Berks County Juvenile Court.
Back to these National Socialist Movement members, there were three of them, and then did they leave your town peacefully? I mean, look, I understand the First Amendment. I guess it's religious and free speech, of course.
Right.
And yet,
They left on their own accord. No one told them to leave.
But you kept an eye on them the entire time, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And are you videotaping them so for training purposes? Does that help, or is that illegal for small towns to do that?
I don't foresee. Don't believe that it would be illegal to videotape someone like that.
And what are their messages of hate? Did you see their literature?
The information that they were handing out appears to be centering on the Jewish community.
The Jewish community? And yes. Is that large in your town?
No, it's not.
Well, then why have they picked your town?
I don't know.
And what did they say, if I may ask, about the Jewish community? What were their bizarre claims?
It was referenced the Jewish community and their ties with the motion picture industry and how that relates to obscenity and pornography.
Motion picture. Did they mean literally motion picture? Or some people I know these days have complained about the youth being influenced by MTV, where they weren't talking about MTV videos specifically, they were talking about motion pictures, right?
That is what this document that they were handing out says.
I see. What would you advise people to do in small communities or large communities, but particularly in small to mid-sized communities as a police chief trained in this? Has the federal government helped you in any way, help your borough, your township with these projects?
We have contacted the different state and federal agencies in reference to this, and it was only the one time that I am aware of or had the occasion to observe it. If it continues, we will take additional steps and ask for assistance.
Were you speaking about the May 22nd incident?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
So if the federal government helps you, what how will they assist you? Did they promise to help? Because
I have been in contact with representatives from the different agencies and making them aware of what had occurred.
Sure. Well, there was the Pennsylvania Interagency, but they're not really police. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I mean, why doesn't the FBI just help? A lot of these fellows probably travel from out of state. Of course, I don't know that factually, but
the different other federal and state agencies have been notified.
I appreciate your saying that, but it sounds as if you really can't speak further about it. It's somewhat, it's police matter, right?
That's correct.
Well, I don't know how it's going to end, but we have noticed at Vanguard News that these events seem to be breaking out all over the country. They're not big news, but they do occur.
Mm-hmm.
And your community, of course, has responded forcefully and consistently so. That's quite something.
Yes, sir.
As a police chief, you weren't actually in the march. I talked with Pat Spade over at the council, the commissioner's mm-hmm. office, and she was saying that her family had participated in one of Jen Schlegel's marches. And those must have been pretty successful events, weren't they? Do you think those helped, candlelight vigils and such?
Yes. I mean, anytime any positive thing where you can bring the community together is a good thing.
Yes, sir. And it's not as if there has been, as I was saying earlier, criticism of MTV and that youth culture that a lot of our young people seem enamored of. But that's not really a problem in your community, or is it sort of let bygones be bygones as far as some of those lyrics? Because some of the church groups, of course, who participated in the march probably also criticized those.
Yeah, again, the subjects that were handing out the literature on May the 22nd,
yes,
it does not refer to MTV or anything like that.
Just the movies, right?
Yes, sir.
I see. Well, is there anything, Chief, that you could please tell people who are faced with this? Anything else that we haven't covered today you might like to say?
Just that hate in any shape or form is wrong, and it certainly is not going to help our country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a lot of international problems, and we certainly don't need any more, you know, in-house problems. I mean, hate is wrong, and we all have to learn to live together.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a little bit older myself, and I know before 1965 we didn't have these problems of hatred in the United States.
Well, I don't know about that.
A bit younger, perhaps.
Are you saying that we didn't have these problems?
Well, we had, of course, we had the civil rights movement. We had that. We had that challenge. But what I mean is it almost, I suppose, with media, it's been amplifying our troubles these days. You know, the wars and discord.
I'm 50, so you know, I do remember the 60s.
Well, we're contemporaries, yes, sir.
Right. We. I think we have actually come a long way. I mean,
mm-hmm.
You go back into the 50s and 60s, and I think that the civil rights movement has helped,
mm-hmm.
But you unfortunately are going to have these rare instances, and it's just a matter, again, that the majority of the people in our country don't, you know, are diverse and don't want to hate,
mm-hmm.
but it's a small percentage that ruin it for all of us.
Well, I just meant that before 1965, we didn't have these haters talking against diversity.
Right.
As much, it seems to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, thank you very much, Chief, for talking
okay.
with us today.
You have a good day.
The Aryan Alternative, news and views for whites you won't find anywhere else. The Aryan Alternative is a print publication of uncensored news for whites. Issue 2 is available now. Be the first in your neighborhood to distribute news without the Jews by ordering 100 copies for $12 through the Vanguard News Network. Visit govnn.com for ordering information. The Aryan Alternative and the Vanguard News Network. No Jews, just right.
You're listening to Vanguard Radio.